I'm going to be honest, I've really had a smile on my face for the last 5 minutes or so. I have been looking forward to talking to my next guest. He is Kane Pretorius, etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette. What a pleasure to have you with me on Chai FM this afternoon, Kane.
Good afternoon, Simon. It's lovely to be back.
Kane, it just sounds so Victorian. Are there still schools of etiquette?
There is indeed. Well, there's one school of etiquette at the moment, which is running, and we run the highest qualified etiquette and protocol school in Africa.
Goodness gracious me. I would imagine, and I'm just going so off script here, it's not even funny, but I'm just thinking you're probably more required now than ever before. I'm thinking just how people are relating to each other, how they're talking to each other, how the algorithm has put everybody into their own bubble, and we've forgotten how to be civil. So I would imagine you are ev very, very busy. Have I like gone completely off the rails here with my comment?
No, you are actually spot on, Simon. As we become more electronically connected, we become more disconnected as human beings. So yes, we are quite in high demand right now, especially with corporates learning how to enhance the customer experience and how to let them relate to each other a little bit better. So that's something we absolutely specialize in, yes.
Fascinating, fascinating. And yeah, I hadn't thought of that aspect of it before we started chatting. But Kane, the reason why we're talking to you today, we're transitioning on the home run to kind of a December vibe. We're getting ready for the year-end festive season, silly season. And I would imagine a lot of people make a lot of blups over this time. Drinking, I am sure, is one of the major contributors. So, yeah, I suppose let's talk year-end parties and why does etiquette matter even when the champagne is flowing?
I think it matters more than everything because the champagne is flowing. And people have a horrible tendency at this time of year to forget what the Christmas parties are all about. Yes, it's about relaxing, letting down your hair and celebrating your successes or putting the year behind you with your colleagues. But at the same time, you have to remember that it is, I always tell people when it comes to business entertaining, the operative word is business. So don't
Business.
forget that and don't throw your names away because you still have to see everyone next year.
So, is there a golden rule of the year-end party, behavior-wise, that everybody should kind of remember? I
Yeah,
suppose
a
that's
golden
business.
rule is, well, as you can imagine, don't get overdrunk. They may be, some people, the big mistake that people are going to make this time of year is they're going to start blurring the lines and start getting overly friendly with their colleagues and drinking a bit too much. And when you drink too much, you tend to act a certain way that isn't professional. So we always have to remember to keep our decorum, but still, drink enough just to let loose and have some fun with your colleagues, but never to the point where you start losing control of your senses.
So, what's the polite way to kind of pace yourself without looking like you're a party pooper or that you're avoiding the fun?
So, you are absolutely allowed to indulge, but at the same time, it's always a good idea to know where your limits are. I mean, some people have a far more significant tolerance for alcohol than others. Those that have weak tolerance, please know your limits and, perhaps sneak in a glass of water in between every round that you're taking. But generally, you don't necessarily want to go over about, some keep in the realm of about 3 to 5 drinks, depending on where your limit is. I mean, I could say that's the limit, but at the same time, some people, like I said, have weaker tolerances than others. You should know where your limit is and don't get to the limit that you'd usually get to with family and friends. I would put it that way.
I hear you loud and clear. I'm just thinking back to certain occasions in my life where I've been in those situations, and the pressure to drink is massive. I mean, everybody is egging you on because that's where they want you to get to. You're just an absolutely irrelevant extra in the party place that's happening there. You are just a vessel, which they want to fill up.
That's correct. There's a lot of pressure from your colleagues and sometimes even by your superiors to keep drinking. And from that perspective, that's where I always believe it's a good idea to be a little bit stealthy with what you're drinking. Instead of doubles, keep it to singles. Instead of the shooters, just tell them you're having a drink and you're keeping it at that. And when you do it, pace yourself. You don't have to drink very fast. As long as you have a drink in your hand a lot of the time, nobody really bothers you once you have a drink in your hand. So that's the little cheat code you can use. And especially if you aren't drinking, just sometimes an appetizer or in a glass with ice can sometimes look like an alcoholic beverage that people don't necessarily bother you with, as
Very
long as it
good
looks like you're partaking.
advice. Very good advice. Thank you for that. Let's move on to the last person to leave issue. Why is that considered poor etiquette?
Oh, absolutely. So you always know you've outstayed your welcome if you're the last person there or one of the last people there, and your superiors have left, everyone else has left, and you are still parting on and still forcing it, and they're calling last rounds. You've stayed too long. So in that instance, you don't want to be within the last, I would say, 20% of your colleagues left over. Before that happens, is a good time that you want to leave.
Are there other signals that one should be aware of as to when it's time to wrap up and head home? Is there anything we're missing here? What are the signals?
Yes. So the one signal is when they're starting to close the tab. So
Fair enough.
generally, a lot of these Christmas parties are hosted by by the management of the organization, and they're paying for everyone's drinks, which is why people see it as a sign to start overindulging and really taking your employers to the cleaners. But at those moments when they start wrapping up the bill, that's usually an indication that you've overstayed. One
I
thing you should
personally
not
never
do
had
is
that
stay
problem.
after that and continue to keep partying. If you want to do that, it's always a good idea to leave to
Go
a different
elsewhere.
venue and continue.
Change venues, that's for sure. I'm wondering for people like me, is there a gracious way to leave early without seeming antisocial? Because I mean, my battery lasts for an hour and a half, and then I'm not operating at full go. How does one
So
leave?
you do want to participate, and well, there is a way of doing it. The one thing is, whenever you're excusing yourself from these events, especially if you're doing it early, make sure you have a justified reason for doing so. So always tell the people why you are going to be coming, and tell them from the get-go so that they understand that you are going to be leaving a little
Interesting.
bit earlier, but at least you're still coming. People always settle for something. If you're giving them just the bad news that I'm leaving now because I have to do this, it's usually going to be met with some resistance. But if you warn them ahead of time and you budget a little bit more time so that when they say, no, one more drink, one more stay, you graciously give it to them as a little bit of a negotiation strategy, a little bit of a win-win for everyone. And then you still get away in the time frame that you wanted to. But make sure you're always telling people a reason why you do need to excuse yourself. And when you are there, make the most of it, Network, speak to the people in your organization that you don't necessarily speak to.
Spot
And
on.
make sure you're a sociable person, even without the alcohol. And people won't be constantly forcing it down your throat if you know how to socialize and work the room correctly.
So beyond drinking and leaving, then, what other small etiquette touches would make somebody a great guest?
Oh, absolutely. So the big mistake, I just mentioned it now, is that people tend to stick with their own inner circles, especially when they work for large corporates. The one thing you want to use this as an opportunity as is to network within the organization. So don't get stuck down with the people you usually have lunch with and coffees with at the office, but start working the room. Speak to people in your organization that you've never spoken to in a more, guards down, we have to have some fun, it's the end of the year. You can actually form some great relationships while you're there. So that would be my advice to everybody going out to their Christmas functions this year. Don't overdo it and talk to people that you don't necessarily talk to.
And then the converse of pretty much everything we've been talking about this afternoon, do you think that good etiquette at a year-end party could actually help your professional reputation in the new year?
Absolutely. You can start cementing relationships. Remember, a lot of the time, people do business with people they like. A lot of promotions are set based on your capability as well as your. Do people actually know you within the organization? Have they seen you, or are you out of sight, out of mind? So from this perspective, you can start building those relationships, which will benefit you in the new year, so that you can start off a little bit with a little bit of a head start than anyone else who might be considered for promotions or favorable assignments that people might be getting. And one of the other things is always remember your dress code for these events. So a lot of the time people tend to start wearing outfits that wouldn't necessarily be appropriate for an office environment. That would be your rule. Avoid, notice the dress codes. If there's a theme that they're dressing to, that's great, but make sure it's still work appropriate.
Very practical, very important advice, Kane. This is good. Let's kind of bring this to a close, sticking on this advice story. If you had to give one piece of advice to ensure that people leave a year-end party with their dignity intact, what is it?
One less drink than you think you should have.
I like that. I
Have
like
one
that.
less
I
drink than you
like
think
that
you
a
should have, and
lot.
I think that's a good rule of thumb.
I like that a lot. And then a final question for you this afternoon. Do you think etiquette is less about rules and more about respect for others? How do you see etiquette?
So etiquette is the appropriate rules for showing respect in a certain environment, but there's no one standard of behavior that suits all environments. So what we teach at the School of Etiquette is we teach people how to adapt their behavior to the environment they find themselves in. And that's absolutely what you should do. So if you're having a fun, you know, it's not about being better than anyone else, a bit better than anyone else, or being pretentious in any environment you find yourself in. It's about adapting to that environment to make people feel comfortable within your presence. So in this instance, you know, play along, play the games that your company puts together, have fun with everybody else, adapt to the scenario, but don't be the exception who's either sitting quietly on their own or don't be the one who's going over the top. So you're just about following the flow with everyone else and following the status quo.
Kane Pretorius, etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette, you have added such value this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you, Simon. It was lovely chatting to you.